Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England. And with a clear night, a little bit of a cool start, especially across the higher terrain early this morning, with many locations back into the 40s early on, other places in the 50s. But there's very little moisture in the air, and a certain crispness out there this morning will be replaced by warm sunshine throughout the day. And with the humidity staying down and a slight breeze, it'll be comfortable right on through the afternoon, with temperatures climbing through the 50s and 60s and into the mid-70s on average for afternoon highs. Skies will stay clear tonight as we dip back into the 50s. Tomorrow, even warmer, as that high drifts off the eastern seaboard, will pick up a southwesterly wind flow, becoming gusty at times, but also warming it into the mid-80s. That southwesterly breeze will pull in a little bit of moisture, and a few clouds will mix with the sunshine during the day, but it will stay dry even if you have plans later in the day or on Friday night. On Saturday, we'll watch a disturbance approach our region slowly from the Great Lakes and Midwest. It'll be dry for the first part of the day with a mix of sun and clouds, but the humidity will start to increase from the south. Temperatures will reach into the mid-80s, and that could touch off a late-day shower or thunderstorm. As that disturbance draws closer, as we get deeper into the holiday weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms will become a bit more numerous, but still, I'm thinking mostly dry on Sunday, scattered showers and storms mid-70s, and mostly dry on Memorial Day, but the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms remain in the forecast, with temperatures staying in the mid-70s. As we get into the work week next week, Tuesday and Wednesday both look dry with plenty of sunshine and highs staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. Anomalous moisture streaming northward out of the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean will continue to interact with a weakening front as it dips south and eventually dissipates across the deep south. As a result, mainly diurnally driven showers and thunderstorms will continue popping up from the lower Mississippi Valley to the southeast and Florida and the southern mid-Atlantic coast. While much of this activity should be widely scattered, storms that do develop may contain moderate to heavy rainfall, especially for portions of Georgia and Alabama near an area of low pressure. Unsettled weather should continue through the rest of the work week as weak pieces of energy sneak through within the flow aloft. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad surface low centered over the southeastern Yucatan Peninsula that's become better defined since yesterday. It continues to produce a large area of clouds and showers extending from the northwestern Caribbean Sea across Cuba and into the Florida Straits. Continued slow development of this system is possible during the next couple of days as it drifts northward near the Yucatan Peninsula. Thereafter, environmental conditions are forecast to become more conducive for development, and a subtropical or tropical depression is likely to form this weekend over the eastern or central Gulf of Mexico. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall is possible across western Cuba and the Cayman Islands during the next few days, and over much of Florida and the northern Gulf Coast during the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 75 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 47, 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 69, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.46 inches for the month, which is now 1.14 inches below normal, and 14.16 inches for the year, which is 39 hundredths of an inch above normal. There were four cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, 32 for the month and the year, which is 16 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 50, the record high, 92, set in 1964, and the record low, 29, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m., 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with low humidity and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today, low humidity with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with low humidity and highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with low humidity, highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today with low humidity and highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, warm with a bit more humidity Saturday, a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms for both Sunday and Monday over the remainder of the holiday weekend, but mostly dry, but also mostly cloudy, with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing sunshine, mid to upper 70s on Tuesday, and sunny and warm on Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.